All right, Mr. Barber.
Hello.
Hello. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Okay, Chris Barber, 4900.
Okay, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a parole hearing, and this is for general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, all three. And you became eligible for this on January 8th, 2015. So I'd like to introduce the board members who are conducting this hearing today. If you look to your right, my left, right next to me here, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He's our board chairman. And on my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. So we'll start. You're welcome. We'll start your hearing with just a little summary, and I'll ask you if you can correct me if I have any of these facts wrong. Mr. Barber is 55 years old. He's serving 25 to life for the crime of aggravated assault. He has a couple of other prior terms which are expired. There's a 7-year kidnapping term that's expired. And if I can read that in writing, it looks like a 1-year for prison contraband, for possession of prison contraband. That one's also expired. The ruling sentence crime occurred on July 17th, 1988. Mr. Barber, how old were you when that crime happened? Do you remember?
I think I was 20-something.
About 25, maybe?
About
24, 25, something like that, okay.
Yeah.
And he was convicted by a jury trial on December 8th, 1988, and sentenced on January 6th, 1989. He did appeal, and that was affirmed. Mr. Barber has a criminal history dating back from 1981. At least, I'm not sure all these are convictions, but arrests for a variety of things, and resisting arrest, aggravated assault, and for that he received probation. Trespassing, he got jail for a jail term for trespassing. DWI, shoplifting, another resisting arrest for which he received jail. Criminal trespass, I think there are two different instances of that. An incident that involved a kidnapping, burglary, and theft, and for that he received the 7-year prison sentence that I just mentioned, and he was paroled after that sentence, and aggravated assault. He has completed functional literacy while he's in prison. He has a discipline history at the prison that he has 22 majors over the time he's been there. His last discipline was October 2nd of 2017, and that was a major for aggravated assault in which he assaulted another inmate. Mr. Barber, what was happening during that? When in last October, when you had the aggravated assault with an inmate, what happened?
What happened is he was threatening me, and he came in my cell, took my $300 pair of glasses that my mom bought me, and stole my store. And when I came back out, he had hit me a couple times. We've had problems before. And when I walked down the stairs, he threatened me again and came at me, and that's when.
Okay, so he came right in your cell and took the glasses right off your face, or did he steal some glasses?
No, I had them sitting on the shelf right there.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but he put his hands on me, too.
Okay, and took all your store.
And took all my store and walked out.
Okay, all right. It looks like you've been before the board several times, but this would be the third time on this particular sentence that you've come before the board. And it looks like, sir, you were granted parole in 2014, March 24th.
Yes.
But that was revoked in September of 2015. What happened? Why did that get revoked?
Because I didn't show up for the class. And I showed up during
Okay, what were you doing for?
Heroin.
Heroin.
And meth, yeah.
Heroin and meth.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that was stupid.
So do you have a long history with that? When?
Not really, just I fell into something when I got out. I got sad because I was supposed to marry somebody and she told me no, and it was supposed to be just a one-time deal, and it kind of got out of hand a little bit.
Okay.
And I was trying to rein it back in, and I was trying to get help, and this right here isn't helping. I mean, I'm doing okay, but I'm clean and all that, but you see what happened in October.
Yeah.
I didn't have nothing to do with that. That was just a bully, you know?
Okay. So how long had you used drugs before then? Like way back?
Not really, no.
So you're not really...
I mean, I've gotten high with weed, you know, when I was a kid and I drank beer.
Yeah.
You know, but no.
Okay.
You know?
And have you used...
Not until I got 25. I tried it once in a while here and there, but...
Okay.
You know?
Have you used heroin or meth since you came back to prison?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Absolutely.
So, sir, what, if you were to be released, what are your plans? What would you do?
My plans are for the first year to go to Salvation Army. I sent you guys a letter. I don't know if you got it. I got approval.
Yep, I think we do. Let me look here.
Okay. And I'm gonna get the help that I need. And you know, once I get out of there, then I'm gonna go to work.
What kind of work do you do, sir?
I'm a professional tattooist.
Okay.
I make anywhere from 100 to 500 a day.
Okay. Tattoo artist. And where would you live, sir? Do you have an idea about that, or?
I would get an apartment.
Okay.
Near the shop.
And when you're first released, sir, would you go to a halfway house, or what would be
your... I went to a halfway house. I stayed there for 6 months. I did really good.
Okay, so you would do that again?
I stayed outside. I got a job.
Okay, and you would do that again this time, sir, if you...
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I worked my butt out. Excuse the language.
Okay, halfway house. All right, sir, I certainly haven't met you, and I'm not sure if Mr. Johnson has. Dr. Wright probably has met you, because he's been on the board quite a while. Would you tell us what happened the day of the crime? What happened? The crime?
Betrayed back to life?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I went over there. I was trying to help her with some money. I gave her some money, Vicki Renee Pitts, to help her because she was telling me she was going to lose the house. So I gave her some money. I came back to see what's up and get some of my clothes back. She attacked me and broke the holes with the sprinkler on top that was hitting me in the head. I had a friend on the back of the bike. He had a little 22 gun, I guess. And I tried to step out. She got slapped. And,
Who slapped her? Who slapped her?
Thompson came running out with a machete and was trying to hit me with it. And my buddy had a gun. I reached over and grabbed him, but I didn't point it. I pointed it up in the air. He turned around and ran off, and I left. I got on the bike and left.
Okay, and you said that the victim got slapped. Who slapped her?
I did. And it was by accident. It wasn't on purpose. You know, I was just trying to block the hose.
Okay, so she was kind of squirting you with the hose or hitting you with the hose or something?
Yeah, hitting me with the hose, you know?
Okay.
And yeah, it wasn't intentionally.
And your friend had a gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
All right, so, and then you just both left. That was the end of it.
Yeah, both left. Yeah, that was the end of it.
And had you given her money previously? You said you were trying to give her some money to help her out.
Yeah, I gave her $1,500 for rent, and I stayed there for a while, and then we started out again, so I moved out. And then somebody told me that she was in trouble, so I stopped at her house and asked her what she needed. You know?
Okay.
And so that's where that ended up. And I tried to help the best I can, you know. My intent was never to hurt her or anyone else.
Okay, so I'm going to see if either Dr. Roy or Mr. Johnson have questions. Are you? Questions? No? Okay, so well, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to, but just without repeating something you've already said. So is there anything else we should know, sir?
Did you get this? I don't know if you got this stuff either.
Now, let me look. I'm going to look carefully through this packet. I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, I didn't know if we got it or not. It came back to me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we did. If it wasn't addressed, then they probably just returned it to you.
What was in the package, sir?
Yeah.
What was in the package that came back to you?
Okay. I'm trying to read it to you, okay?
All right.
I would like to see and speak to the board. There are two sides to the reason why they line up. We already discussed that. I think that there's other ways of handling this situation. Prison time, I've done so much time. My mom's going through a lot. I would like to help her. I want to get my life together if I could possibly do that. I know that my life hasn't been perfect, and let me see here. When I was out there, I worked every day, and I would still work every day, paying my bills. I stayed at Reborn. I rented a house. I bought all my tattoo equipment, $3,000 worth. I busted my tail to learn everything there is on a professional industry of it. I wanted to do whatever it takes to keep my freedom and to live a good life and stay drug free. I want nothing more to do with none of that. I want nothing but my freedom.
Okay, Mr. Berger, thank you very much. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do all of our discussion in public, so just stay on the line, listen in, and we'll be right back with you, sir. Just remain silent.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Berger is an individual who has a long criminal history, certainly, and has served a long prison sentence on this aggravated assault charge. He was released on parole by this board in 2014 and was out a little over a year, about a year and a half, and unfortunately violated that with use of opiates and meth. He has pretty limited programming done while he's in prison, just functional literacy, which is a requirement if you don't have eighth grade literacy. And comments are, you know, he told them to us verbally, but they're a little bit loose. We don't have any sort of an acceptance letter from Halfway House or anything, so I'm at this point not seeing that candidate, but I wouldn't listen to any input from all board members.
Can I say something?
Sir, the board's in discussion. The board's in discussion. So I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to move to deny general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge for Mr. Chris Carter. Is it seconded?
I'm going to second.
You're going to second it, okay. And you all agree, okay. And I see that the crime occurred on July of 88, so that would qualify for a one-year set-off, and I would suggest that, if there's a payment. Release type denied is 412A, okay. Reasons. I'm going to say trauma to the victim. I've read in the pre-sentence investigation that she experienced a lot of fear after that. Let's see. I'm going to check history of continued substance abuse because of the violation of the parole. Prior criminal history. I'm going to check history of assaultive behavior because of the crime that he's in for is aggravated assault, and then just last fall committed another. I understand the circumstances, but I'm going to say poor institutional behavior and recent disciplinary, history of assaultive behavior, lack of programming, poor no release plan, and no family or community support system. Does anyone see any other reasons to add?
No.
Okay. Mr. Barker, back to you. The board has voted to deny your parole. You heard the reasons for the denial. Do you need me to repeat those for you?
No. But I do have, the Salvation Army has accepted me.
Well, sir,
for adult rehabilitation center.
Okay, so here's what you kind of get a clue from what you heard our reasoning, what the board is looking for. We want a little more of a solid plan. You know, we can't say, you know, if you submit these papers, you know, we'll definitely get parole next time because it might be different people up here. But those are the kinds of things. Our job is to make sure that you're going to be successful when you get out. And
well, absolutely.
Right. So you may have, you know, plans in your mind, and Salvation Army is just one piece of a plan. For today, anyway, the board has voted to deny. And we'll see you again in approximately 1 year. You'll be certified again by Department of Corrections. And we'll see you again. And if you have the opportunity, do be sure to send things in advance. You could have somebody here to speak for you. You could have even someone on the phone. But we'll even call people on the phone to participate in your hearing, so that you have some support, so it shows that you've got somebody out there to support you. Okay, sir?
Yeah.
All right, sir, your hearing is concluded.
Can I ask something?
Sure.
Am I ever going to get out of here? For real, I want to know that.
Well, sir, the way that your sentence was done was that you were to serve 25 years with the possibility of parole after that. And so I would say, as long as there's a possibility, there's a possibility. So do not lose hope, because it really can happen, sir. It can.
Yeah. So you know, this is the fourth time, and pretty much been losing hope. You know, didn't get beat up and treated real bad.
Well, sir, keep working with your CO3, and we'll see you in approximately 1 year, sir.
Please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Thank you.
We need the CO3 on the phone, sir.